Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, Jack, I'm in a good mood in spite of going to a 10 o'clock basketball game tonight. That'll be kind of getting home around 12:30. And if I were from Detroit, I couldn't be home before noon. So it's gonna, I should say 2 o'clock, and right. Grand Rapids about the same. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see the crowd tonight.
You can handle it, and I know from some of your nocturnal messages that you will be cheering and you'll be supporting your team well after midnight.
Buoyant and in a good mood, I will be there, yes.
We spend a lot of time talking about the young people in our community and how much energy they have, and I think we can all learn from them and keep a youthful attitude. How important is that in our happiness and our productivity?
Jack, I think feeling young in terms of spirit, trying new things, looking, turning pages, is what really makes life worthwhile. I don't care how old you are. Jack, I've worked with 40-year-olds, even 20-year-olds, that are already burned out on life. And I've worked with 80-some-year-olds that drive in here, come in here, ready to go. In fact, one time I think it was a 91-year-old who brought his 72- or 73-year-old daughter in who was depressed, if you can imagine such a thing, and he's kind of buoyantly running around my office. So age obviously can slow you down, and you have to watch out how quick you're moving maybe sometimes. On the other hand, keeping a youthful outlook, keeping a positive view, and looking forward to tomorrow and not focusing on yesterday tends to lead to a happy life, much happier.
John, there are winners and losers in the genetic lottery, but I will never forget a discussion, very brief, I had with Joe Paterno, the night before a Michigan State-Penn State football game, and this was about 10 years ago. He was in his 70s at this point. I want to say he was about 73 or 74. And I asked him about staying youthful. And he said, look around me. How can I not? I'm around all of these kids all the time. I'm around all this energy. How can I do anything else? Are we pretty much what we make ourselves and what we want ourselves to be?
Well, I think within reason that's true, Jack. If you want to get old, get with an old group of 85-year-olds that behave like 85-year-olds. Then you will be like an 85-year-old, whether you are 85 or not. On the other hand, you get that 85-year-old who's in fairly good health out with a relatively young group, and that is going to be a younger behaving person. Finding people that are looking forward in life from wherever they happen to be physically, age-wise, whatever it might be, that is the best way to keep yourself in a good mood. And one of the problems, if I were to pick one complaint with our culture, is we don't include grandparents, even great-grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. So you have that full range from the youngest to the oldest all living in a unit. With our mobility, often people really get separated by the generations, and I think that's a way to have older persons feel a lot older than if they're with young people and around people of different ages.
What does that mean as far as self-esteem and self-image, John?
Well, I think to be old, whatever old might be, and to feel kind of useless or not needed or not have a purpose, that's a pretty bad thing on self-esteem. Let's just take Paterno. I mean, you know, he's probably an extreme, as Jerry Green said. He's looking a little creaky out there. Not that the game is gone by, if you remember.
He's 83. I guess that's okay.
On the other hand, if you're out there and you're Paterno and you're staying young, it's kind of like Snyder when he came back to Kansas State in his 70s. There are just so many games he can go to his grandchildren that he doesn't, feel like he needs to do something. And I think Bear Bryant, was he the one who said that there's one last act after you retire? So I think the best thing to do is, even if you retire from a particular job or leave it, don't be thinking of retiring from life. Be looking forward to the new task, the new activity, the new challenge that we're going to enter into. Otherwise, I think you're going to be pretty unhappy. I think Paterno's kind of an extreme. I doubt there are many people that are 83 that want to be in front of a crowd and say, I don't retire because of you with 106,000
right.
people or whatever it is cheering on. But if we exclude him as kind of the extreme, he's still a good model for most of us.
But I have met people in their 50s, 60s, and even early 70s in one case who were so looking forward to retirement. A couple cases took early retirement from General Motors. And retirement turned out to be the hardest thing they had ever done.
Oh, Jack, it happens all the time. One thing about these early retirements, when GM's had them, when the state has had them, we've had a large number of people that take those retirements, and then they're quite bored. Often they go back for breaks and lunch with the old team, and they really have problems with that. And in a year, I get at least 5 or 10 people like that, maybe a little less the last couple of years. But when they've had those real major reductions, because people then, their family life changes, maybe their wife didn't want them around, or whoever it might be, or the kids, they've kind of lost purpose. And you also do lose income in those things.
Right,
even if
right.
you're getting a good income, it's maybe half of what you were. So before you retire, you'd better really make sure you're not going to get depressed and you're prepared for it. And, Jack, way too many people retire, if you will use that word, and they're not ready. Some are forced to do it, which is even worse, but there are others that gleefully, willingly go into a retired life that they're not the least bit prepared for.
John, I remember one of the last times I spent any time with Ernie Harwell, and we talked about how he started his day, and he was up, and he did his morning walk, and then he did his jumping, he did all the things that he normally does to stay young. And I was marveling at that, and he was kind of surprised that it was a big deal. He said, why would I want to grow old? Well, he was in his 90s.
Well, I think, listen, he's a good example. And, again, there's probably some genetic factors because some bodies do get old,
right.
You know, younger.
Right.
Than this. But excluding that, up until the last day you can be active and doing things, I really think that's the best. I remember reading that Giuseppe Verdi, when he was 88, before he died in 1901, he made the comment that he didn't mind dying so much. He just resented not being able to do things and keep going. And I remember when I read that, I thought, gee, that seems like an odd thing for someone to be saying. But he really was going to miss the activity of life. And obviously, he composed, actually, he did it 79, Falstaff, 73, Otello. These are masterworks, by the way. Normally, people in their 70s aren't out composing operas, but then I guess Ernie Harwell in his 80s was out there broadcasting and paternal
right. Working
in her 80s, so maybe he wasn't that unique at all. So, yeah, just keep going, Jack. That's, I think, the key to life, the ever-ready battery in the form of every one of us.
John, one more question. This is kind of a radical departure from where we've been going with this. But Thursday, there is a protest at East Lansing High School. And it concerns the protest about whether God is actually wanting America to suffer casualties in war because of it condoning homosexuality. And you can get into a lot of discussions and moral debates about those kinds of issues, but you're deeply religious. Can you imagine a situation where God would punish a country and inflict those kinds of casualties over something like that?
Well, here's my feeling. I mean, I like to think I'm a spiritual person, Jack. There's always a danger of people looking at the things you do wrong or might do wrong, which we all do. I find that hard to believe, and also particularly changing values, changing concepts. I already don't know enough about that. I just feel that wars are horrible, that people are dying, innocent people, that even if it's for a good cause, there are still people that are out there being shot at and killed at. And I think we ought to, you know, respect what they're trying to do. If we feel there's changes, then that's why we have the political process. We have elections. But I personally think to be out this type of a protest, personally, it just seems a little over the top. And, again, I'd have to know a little more about it.
Right.
But based on the facts, that would not be a God that I would be, necessarily be involved with as far as I can see.
Well, you'll find out a lot more about it Thursday if this demonstration comes off as planned, just as students are dismissed from East Lansing High School. John, thanks so much for joining us, as always, and look forward to seeing you tonight at the basketball game.
Always a pleasure. We'll be there late. Bye-bye.